The book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 1 states, "O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Good evening, and welcome to Destiny, the open door, and our spiritual life teachings on this evening. I am so thankful to have made it through another day in God's divine grace and mercies. He wraps his arms around me. He comforts me in the stillness of the hour. He is my comforter. He is the master presence that ushers in my peace, my divine peace. Yes. What is our divine purpose for life? What is it about this life that we could have done differently if we only had the ability to have the things of comfort to make life a little easier? We would be creators of a grand design in the making up of a platform, the building blocks to a firm foundation. And in that foundation, we see the ideas coming into play on our screen of life. The very thing that hinders our progress is ourselves. Why is that? You may ask. Because we are afraid to look at ourselves in a more constructive way. And the more of life, those things that shape and mold us, or we ourselves put into uniformity to conform into what we make of it, the spark of life, the idea, the creativity of this massive construct is you creating what were you supposed to do with your life. In the teachings of Sanat Kumara, on life's purpose, we find that attaining the Lord should become the rhythm of daily life, the ritual of life. The purpose of daily life is to experience the Lord. Then, the routine of daily life transforms into a ritual. The ritual gives the magnetic impact of rhythm. The purpose of human life is at one meant atonement. And this is attained through a practice of experiencing the Lord in the daily events of life. I'm having breaks in the music right now as Spirit is in the room. So we're going to continue. Psalms 100 verse 5 states, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." The purpose of human life is atonement. And this is attained through a practice of experiencing the Lord in the daily events of life. This enables experiencing bliss in its optimum level every moment. To be blissful at all times is the goal set. This blissful state is also called the realization of truth or God. God realization means realization of the truth of one existence. Realization of one existence. One consciousness and its work in detail. This has to be the attempt on the humans. The human soul's search for happiness. And that search ends when one realizes that he himself is happiness and that happiness can be found within according to one's disposition. The inner happiness is called joy. In the inner chambers of joy, there is the bliss. When man dips deep into the source of mind, he finds himself in the light of Buddhi, which is joyful. Wisdom is the Buddhic state, which is joyful. Wisdom is the Buddhic state, which is joyful. The nature and its intricate work are understood beyond the seeming conflicts. Therefore, joy prevails as man further searches into the inner chambers of joy, that is, the source of the light of Buddhi. He finds himself as a unit of consciousness. Each soul is but a unit of consciousness in whom pure knowledge is embedded. Every soul is a unit of consciousness that emerges from the pool of consciousness called universal consciousness. When this is realized, the joy becomes boundless because of the realization that the soul, unit consciousness, emerges from universal consciousness, which is boundless. This universal consciousness emerges from existence, which too is boundless. Experiencing all these states through a path of discipleship and discipline is called yoga discipleship. When the experience of one consciousness and one existence is realized, man dwells in the optimum of bliss. Man has this potential. So we must give it up to the author of that book, our beloved Dr. Sri K. Parvathy. I'm going to pronounce that again. Parvathy Kumar. Yes, he wrote that in his first edition in 2009. And so we appreciate all of the spiritual fervor coming out of India. Yes. Our short preamble is this. In the name of my beloved, mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, the beloved Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, Archai Mother Mary, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment, Virginia, beloved Jesus, and Maha Chohan, Archangel Michael, protect us in the God qualities of protection now. Archangel Raphael, send forth the God rays of healing now, in the supply of God of 1,000 suns, so that each one continues in the service of humanity, and especially of ourselves, in order to make the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour, as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim, peace. Saint Germain and Elohim Arcturus and all who serve in the temple of precipitation and the temple of the ascension. Come, 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 in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing. And reign everywhere, supreme, with full power for all eternity. And our decree declaration is this: I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me through the magnetic power of its love into the full realization and acceptance of my divinity. I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire, within my heart. And there I am at one with the divine concept of my perfection, my own perfection, my very own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me. The sacred fire within my heart is now expanding and expanding and expanding with full power in all its beauty and perfection through every center within my body. And I shall now attain full use and mastery over all the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me presence within me. Divinity, I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire within my heart, and there I am at one with a divine concept of my own perfection, my own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me. The sacred fire within my heart is now expanding and expanding and expanding with full power and all its beauty and perfection through every center within my body. I shall now attain full use
and mastery over all the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. Yes. We thank you. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our spiritual guidance prelude is this for this evening. It is written in the teachings of Sanat Kumara. Realize God. God made man in his own image and likeness, says the Bible. Man is God's image, says the Veda. Veda further says that man is the microcosmos, while God is macrocosmos. Whatever is in God is potentially in man. Man can transform himself into God-man, the Son of God, by submitting himself to a process. The seers of all times advised, man, knows thyself. In the process of knowing himself, man knows the microcosmos and macrocosmos. The presence of Lord Sanat Kumara on the planet is to fulfill this purpose of every human to evolve, to realize God. It is for this reason the third teaching is attaining the Lord should become the rhythm of life, the ritual of life. The Lord says, experience God in every action and interaction. Experience from moment to moment. Miss not even a moment. The great sages as Narada, Jesus the Christ, and the like do so. They do so even now. Discipleship is expressed by a master of wisdom as submitting oneself to a training by which one lives as soul, but not as personality. To function as a soul and experience the one soul in and around is given as the third teaching. In recent times, Sri Aurobindo lived and expressed thus. To him, all life is God. All events are godly. When he was in prison, he did not see the prison. He saw even the prison warden as God. It was astonishingly joyful for him. The Veda says, man sees God, but sees not. Man listens to God, but listens not. When one sees the other, there is the contact of the eye. From eye to eye, there is transmission of consciousness. The eye by itself cannot see. The seer sees through the eye. When he sees eye to eye, he is contacting the seer and the other. The seer in the first person and the seer in the other person are but one. I will repeat that. The seer sees through the eye. When he sees eye to eye, he is contacting the seer and the other. The seer in the first person and the seer in the other person are but one. It is one individualized consciousness seeing the other individual consciousness. But both are consciousness only. Likewise, when there is speaking and listening, it is one sound emerging from one consciousness and received by another unit of consciousness. All actions and all transactions are that of consciousness only. When one holds this awareness, the day is filled with experiencing consciousness, whose other name is God. When one holds this awareness, the day is filled with experiencing consciousness, whose other name is God. Let us marinate on that for a moment. We will now go into our prayer invocation and supplication for the hour. In the name of the mighty beloved, I am presence. We call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. Our beloved Chohan and ascended master of light, beloved Hilarion, who is overlighted in the area of Crete, Greece, which is an etheric retreat. He brings forth to the planet the precipitation of God, and in this manner of God's precipitation, we are assured the qualities of life that is projected down to Mother Earth in the areas of truth. The supply of God, consecration, and God's healing for the planet and that of all creation to bless all life on this planet. We know that with the changes that we see happening in and around the entire planet, that there is a change happening as we enter a new cycle wherein the permanent illumination is being formed and fashioned in our midst as the divine perfection. We may not know what our purpose in this life is, but as our spiritual guidance has instructed on tonight, is that the purpose of daily life is to experience the Lord. The purpose of daily life is to experience the Lord. Then the routine of life, the routine of daily life, transforms into a ritual. The ritual gives the magnetic impact of rhythm. The purpose of human life is at one moment, which is atonement. And this is attained through a practice of experiencing the Lord in the daily events of life. And as the rhythm is our in-breath and out-breath of God, as our rhythm is our in-breath and out-breath of God is being formed, its pattern of God's marvelous design. As we inhale, hold it, and exhale out. And that inhalation and exhalation of God, the rhythmic breath, is fashioned and formed into God's marvelous design. In that is the transformation of life, taking on a new form, which is atonement, at one moment of every good and perfect thing, bringing full circle with every breath of life and its divine nature, which is the Christ presence, the great I Am presence, fashioning into our world that change in our ability to do better. The design of what we hold near and dear to us is the love in our hearts for God Source, to be spread out across the globe in its grand design to form the overall oneness of the self. It is love operating always. This is the truth of God realization in one existence of our higher soul selves, connecting together in all of our divine consciousness to form a cohesive expression of God. There will be an increase of illumination flowing from the fifth ray band of light. These legions have been awaiting the opportunity to bring to the earth all healing of God, the truth of God, the supply of God, and the consecration of God operating on the planet. I ask that God and all the fifth ray legions of light, through my beloved mighty I Am presence, and the medical assistance team, and the archangel of the fifth ray, our beloved Raphael, the archangel of the first ray, our beloved Michael, and the archangel of the sixth ray band of light, the blessed Uriel, bring to the planet now the healing that is required and blessing all souls evolving on this planet at this time. The protection that is needed and the peace operating here in our hearts and the building of the fundamental daily living. We see God and man, God-man, God-made man in his own image and likeness. Man is God's image. Man is the microcosmos, while God is the macrocosmos. Whatever is in God is potentially in man. Man can transform himself into God-man, which is the son of God and daughter of God, by submitting himself to a process. And so we ask those blessed ones to shine the light on dis-ease, pain, illness, and any part of life that are going through in the body system on today. The necessary new advancement in science to assist with the processes of alleviating any and all dis-ease and illness that are currently plaguing the body system in each one. I ask for the healing of each one now. Fill us with the divine love. Fill us with the divine joy, divine strength, divine healing. The supply of God of 1,000 suns, divine truth, divine consecration, our divine mercy and divine grace of the divine God qualities resting and abiding in my soul, in all of our souls, and all recalcitrant souls on this earth right now who want to be so blessed and stimulated with the light of God indwelling within each of us to continue on with the forward progress of our divine sonship and our divine daughtership of the Christ principle in each one. Let us just soak all of that up, that beautiful expression of prayer on tonight, right now, as we pause to allow these great beings into our space and realm at this time. As you submit your personal prayers right now, Psalms 103 verse 1 and 2 states, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. His name. Oh, beloved mighty, I am presence. Thank you, mighty, I am presence, for answering this, our every call to you and all the legions of light who have come and dwelled with us in this realm. And in our space on today. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved. And our affirmation for the hour is this. I am divine healing one. I am divine healing one. I am divine healing one. And our closing remarks is this. The Master be-ness. The Master always calls us from within our being because he is the beingness of our being. The very beingness of our being is he, and hence we as beings shall have to link up to the beingness in us on a daily basis. Feel that link through the process of contemplation. Feel that link through the process of meditation, recollection, or whatever is the name that you give it. Constantly remember that we, the beings, belong to the beingness. That beingness of the universe is the Master. And that Master has no name, no form, and is omnipresent, omnipotent, and eternal. He visits us through the sound key, CVV, in Aquarian age. The key is arranged in the ethers by the Grand Master, Master Jupiter, who came to us in this cycle as Master CVV. Master Jupiter is Sage Augustia, Augustia in Eastern scriptures. And so, the Master is always present in our being. Yes, always remember that. Psalms 103, verse 8 states, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding and mercy. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. I thank you all so much for your support of Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door. Signing off. May the grace of God be with you all. May the light eternal always shine within your being. And may you always have the light shining of all the qualities of the fifth ray band of light, which are God healing, the supply of God of 1,000 suns, God contemplation, and God truth, resting and abiding with you for all the days of your life. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Mighty I am. I am healing. I am truth divine. I am the supply of God of 1,000 suns. I am contemplation. I am light.